wish I could keep every person I've ever reached with the gospel. That's not reality. Okay? God didn't call us to go keep everybody we've ever reached. But he did tell us to reach. Amen? We reach people with the gospel. We reach out and we love people. And God gives the increase. Amen? And we let God do the math. You understand? How can I reach people? I'm going to tell you, we're talking about reaching people for Christ today, but if you'll listen today, what we're going to say today will help you in your home, it'll help you in your business, help you in your friendship. Why don't you have friends? We might find out why. Or why is it difficult for you to make friends? You might find out why today and how you can help yourself today. Just overall today, how can I reach out and have a better reach to people? How can I better reach out to people? How can I have just a better reach to people? How can I start taking that step in instead of that step back? How can people start, you know, when I do that, they come towards me instead of running from me? How can I do that? Amen? Let's talk about it today. Reach in a little series. So far, we've looked at see Jesus reach and how Jesus reached. And we watched how people could come to Jesus, outcasts, fishermen, prostitutes, but wait a minute, even the religious. So he had this wide reach. How could Jesus do that? And we might say, well, it's because he was God. Guys, he didn't go around with a bumper sticker or something said, I'm God. You know what I'm saying? He walked just like us. He was made a man just like us. He didn't have a place to lay his head. Okay? He didn't have fancy anything. But he had love and he cared. He stayed longer for people. He fed people when they were hungry. He did things like that. He took pity on people when they were hurting. See, but he was made in the likeness of men just like us. And he said, you can do this. Matter of fact, he said, I'm gone now to be with my Father. And I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit's going to be with you. But this now is your job. Say, this is my job. This is my... One more time. This is my... It's my job. It's my responsibility. This has been given to us as the church, as people of God, to reach out to other people. Do you understand? Yes or no? Okay? He's not going to send an angel to their house. It might sound good and get you off the hook. It ain't happening. He's called us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen? That's what he's called us to do. He's called us to build up, to edify, to love, to encourage. That's God's will for my life. Every one of us. We cannot say, yeah, but I'm not good at it. Well, you're just going to have to get better at it. Amen? Say. Amen? Come on. And you're at a place where I can help you do that. If you want to reach people better, if you want to have a smile, if you want to love people better, you could not pick a better place than Fellowship Church to be a part of. Because I feel like that's God's calling on my life, is to reach out to people, to love people. Whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a gas station, whether it's on the ball field, ball court, anything like that. I mean, it's out there. Sam's, Walmart, makes no difference. Everywhere you go, let your light so shine. Amen? And you can do that, and you can do it without coming down on people. You understand? Yes or no? All right. So you're in a good place if you want to let the Lord help you do that. Let's talk about it. Here we go. God's plan, say it with me, is for us to reach who? Everybody. You start looking down your nose at folk. They're not like you or whatever. And that's true. People are different. But is God's plan still to reach them? Say. Or is he like, oh no, they don't matter? You think he says that? Yes or no? No, of course not. His plan is everybody. Now, can you reach everybody? No. And can I reach everybody? No. And are there different folk that different folk can reach? Absolutely. But I got to be open to do whatever God leads me to do and help in any way that I can. But if we do that, God's going to get glory and he's going to give great increase. Reach everybody. Let's talk about it real quick. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, say it with me, may abound to every good work. Now see, God's able. Well, I can't, but he can. See, I can't. Well, that's fine. You're right where you need to be. He can, through you, do everything. He can, through you, make you able to reach people. You understand or not? Okay? If he can take a drunk mama like mine and make her a light and shining testimony for Jesus, if he can take a hellraiser like me, listen, you are not getting off the hook here. It's not happening. Oh, no. I've seen some of the roughest folks become the brightest light for God. Amen. So this dog's not going to hunt you thinking you ain't going to get to do this. It's your responsibility. It's my responsibility. He's entrusted us to this. So let's be open to learning how we can do this. But first of all, you got to get in your noggin. Everyone is reachable. You cannot think that people aren't reachable. If you think that, you're just messed up, guys. And you start to get full of yourself, full of pride, and that puts you in a stop position because God won't use you if you're full of yourself. You got to realize everybody is reachable. Here's how the Lord feels about every lost person on the planet. The Lord's not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. But He is what? He's long-suffering to who? Usward, not willing that who? Any should what? But that all should what? So, God is not slack concerning His promise. When God says He so loves the world, He so loves the world. When God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, He ain't slack concerning His promise. See, you and I are slack concerning our promise. We come up short on words we give to people sometimes. I have my word, and then we lie. God says, I don't lie. Everything I say is yea and amen. Amen? So God says, I love people. I gave my Son for all people. I'm not willing that any should perish. I don't care if you've heard some doctrine that taught you that God's sending people to hell. That's not the will of God. That's not the Word of God, and I'll never believe it. Are you listening to me or not? I believe He gave His one and only Son to die for everybody. And it's on you and me. We don't know the math. We can't figure it all out. But we can position ourselves to where we can be a vessel for Him to help reach those that are going to give into the Word of God. Amen. You listening? So that's the goal here. How can we reach people better? And this guy, this is for me, guys. I mean, why am I doing this? Well, because this kind of church we have, this kind of church I always want to have, a church that reaches people. Crazy church. A church that's at the Chamber Expo. A church that's at the parade. A church that's on the safe walk. Amen. I want that kind of a church that when you go to the high school, you look in the gymnasium, Fellowship Church is on the board up there. You go to the ball field, the baseball field, softball field, boom, it's out in the field. You go to the football field, Fellowship Church. You go to Pop Warner, Fellowship Church. You go down here to the kids' park at River Road and Sports Complex, Fellowship Church. Why do we do that? That costs a lot of money. Yeah, it does cost a lot of money. You know why? Because people matter. And they need some. Then kids need to see somebody believes in them and they support them and they care. Why do we do such a thing? Because we want to reach them. Amen. Yes or no? We just want to reach them. We want to know their love. We want to know we support you. We believe in you. Okay? So that's who we are as a church. Why do we don't take offerings out there when you get donuts after church this morning? You know why we do that? We don't take any offerings. You know why we don't have an offering basket out there? Not that there's anything wrong with that. Because we want people just to feel this is a gift. This is for you. Why? Because we love you. You understand? Okay? You can take anything we have out back. Any video of mine, there's a price on. They're always way low. But at the end of the day, you can have anything we have. You hear me? I'd rather run out and have nothing than to keep and hoard mess that I don't need. Amen? Come on, let's talk. God can use me to reach out to others. For you see your calling, brethren, how not many wise after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Here's how you qualify and I qualify. But God has chosen the what? Foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the what? Weak things of the world to confound the things that you're mighty. So you don't have to be the brightest bulb in a box to reach people. Amen. You can be a little crazy and you can reach people? Yes, you can. Sure. You qualify to reach people. If you want to reach people for the Lord, you want to be a person that loves people, God will sign you up. Amen. Come on. Keep looking. How do I do it? I've got like 12 minutes. I need to be what? One more time. I need to be what? One more time. Readable. The word's readable up there. Let's try it again. I need to be what? One more time, I need to be what? Readable. Now, everybody's reachable, but we need to be what? Readable. If we're going to reach people, you need to be readable. And believe it or not, you're already readable. You're either giving off, stay away from me, you're giving off, I'm better than you. You're giving off, I don't care about you. You're giving off, stay away from me. Okay? But if you're going to reach people, you need to be readable as a person who cares. Okay? How do we do that? Number one, say it with me. Countenance. What is countenance? It's appearance, especially the expression of your... You know what everything's saying right here. You can see it so clearly on a face. Faces are readable. Your countenance. Okay? Okay? Let's talk about it. If you got teeth, say it with me. Now, this is something I've said for years, guys. If you got teeth, show them. Smile. Well, I don't like to smile. Well, then you know what people say about you? You're grumpy. You're not happy. You're unapproachable. You're going to bite their head off. You're meaner than a snake. You understand? Absolutely. Countenance, especially the expression of your face, is going to let people know that you care. Countenance. Lift up your eyes. So many times we're down. We look down with our eyes. Our eyes are dark, or they're, you know, we don't look people in the eye. Look, look, I want you to know Jesus loves you. And they're going to think, well, if he loves me, he looks like he's scaring you. You know what I'm saying? Look at people in the eye. Lift up your eyes. The countenance shows most in a person's eyes. A bright countenance, bright eyes. You know what I'm saying? And guys, this isn't something you can fake. This is something that comes through developing a relationship with the Lord. Knowing you're forgiven. Knowing that when you believe in Jesus, you don't believe in something that just Pastor Gary believes in. You believe in Jesus Christ because He's your Savior. Amen. When you're telling somebody a scripture from the Word, it's not something Pastor Gary only believes in, but you believe that this book is true. You understand? And it's going to show, your belief is going to show through your countenance. But you have to work on that. Well, I just don't have a good countenance. Now, obviously, appearance matters, and you can dress something up. I'm telling you what, you can dress up a frown all day long. You can put it in a suit and whatever, and it'll look there laying like a dead person. You hearing me today? Say. You hearing me? Say. Yeah, but I had on my best suit. Why didn't they accept it? Well, it's because you're looking all ticked off. You hearing me today? Our community deserves us making the effort to smile. Our community deserves us lifting up our head, caring enough to take time to think about our own countenance. Y'all listening or not? You're readable. Lift up your eyes. Don't say there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes. Look on the fields. They are white, all ready to harvest. Man, get up every day knowing this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to love my wife, to love my children, to love my family, to love my community. This is a great day. It's a great day for me to go to work with a good attitude. Why have I got to go to work with a bad attitude? Say. Yeah, if you work, I will. No, you're excuse making. You're not eating a cup of rice. Even if your job's not the greatest in the world, you're blessed to live in this country. And get up and be happy where you are. And if you know, then if you're not that happy there, you keep working at it until something else opens up and you're going to be happy somewhere else. You listening? The people we're going to reach are the people we're working with, the people we're hanging out with. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to try to reach other people. They're around you every day. They see you. Come on. Countenance. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, say those last words. Think on these things. So often our face looks the way it looks, it's because we're thinking the thoughts that we're thinking. You know? We're mad. We don't think we're any good. You know? We get these ingrained beliefs and thoughts, and it's just showing up all over our face. Those things which you have learned, Paul says, received and heard, and say that word. One more time. One more time. In me, do. And the God of peace will be with you. Amen? See, I'll flat out tell you right now, I'm not up here asking you to do something that I don't do. Okay? I don't do it perfectly. I understand that. But I can tell you this. I want to be a light. I want to be bright when I walk into a room. I want to make people happy. I want to smile. I really do. That's inside of me. That's what I want to do because I know that's my calling. That's what I'm called to do. Amen? Why do I pray like I do on Sunday morning? Because sometimes through Saturday night, it's rough. I'm not always get up in a good mood, guys. All right? Your preacher's not an angel, okay? And I need that prayer. I need to get myself motivated in the right direction when I walk in this room and start loving on you and start preaching the word. Why do I do that? Because you're not going to receive if I'm all bent out of shape. You understand? Countenance. Number two, we got to fly. We're going to get them in. Conversation. Conversation. I need to be readable. Who is a wise man and endued with you with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with what? Meekness and wisdom, our words. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of what? Your words. Likewise, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they may also without the word, that's the word of God, they can be won by your what? Your conversation. We can try to shove scripture at folk. But a lot of times, just the way we talk and the kindness that comes out of our voice and the way we're communicating with our words, we can win our husband, the wife, family members, friends, because that we're kind, we're nice. Do you understand? Okay, that's what that's talking about. Keep looking. Verse 2. While they behold your chaste, what? Coupled with fear, the word is respect. Respect people enough that when you're out there, you're talking to them, your family, your friends, your other people in your world, that you have enough respect for them, that you guard your mouth, your tongue, what you say. Why? Because everyone is reachable and they are reading you. You understand? Well, why ain't our church growing? Most churches don't grow. A lot of times because they act like they don't care. All right? And churches, automatically, we're going to get a rap, and that is, we want your money. We're better than them. That's the rap that's out there. That's what people are going to say. That's why I say here at Fellowship, if you can't give cheerfully, keep it. Why do I say that? Because I want them to read us. You listening or not? That we care. Why are we doing a facility debt-free? I've had people get angry at me because we're doing a facility debt-free. Why are we doing it? People come, I'm not having to beg the people every Sunday to make my mortgage payment. Are you hearing me today? They know that. They'll see it. I know it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to do what we're doing. Why do you do it, preacher? That's the reason. That is the one reason. And another reason is I don't want to stress out over money. I don't want to every week be all stressed that I can't be readable and be kind and be loving and I'm all stressed because the bills and the money and I'm going to die and I'm going to jump off the Skyway Bridge. I don't want to do that. Amen. Keep going, Rod. Get me to the next point. Third, contact. Countenance. Communication. Contact. Pop them up. This is Jesus. He touched him. He touched her hand. He touched their eyes. He touched his tongue. He touched his ear. He touched their feet. He hugged John and others, I'm sure. I have a vision of Jesus when he went places. People walked up to him and they were wanting to touch him. And he didn't just stand there like this. Touch me. Go ahead. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me. Touch me, 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 touch me. I think when people touched him, he reached out and did this. You understand? But through his countenance and through his words, they felt like they could get close.
And as they got close, he touched them. You understand? This is how you reach people. Why do we hug you here at Fellowship Church? You need it. You need it. And you might say, I don't need it. I'm fine, Pastor. Some aren't. We don't have a little thing out front that you sign in. Am I fine? I'm fine. I ain't fine. 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 So we want you to feel loved. Are you listening? Hugging. Hugging provides healing. Check it out on the, sometime in some of the literature writings, Just Google even if you want to, the helpfulness of hugging. What it does to your body, to your hemoglobins. That's why it's important for your relationship, husband and wife and dad. Oh, dad, listen to me. Hug your children. Touch them, man. Grab them and hug them and love on them and kiss them in the face. You hearing me today? They need to know I belong to daddy. You know, dads, we struggle with this a little more than moms maybe. But this is for all of us, guys. But, man, do that. Y'all hearing me? And they'll grow it with more self-esteem and feeling like they matter. And say with your words you're proud of them. See, instead of saying you didn't do it good enough. And when they do something good and you don't smile at them, they don't think they've measured up. Do you understand how all this works? Say. Compassion. And I'm late. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments, hang it all. Love God. Love people. Hang it all, man. That's life right there. That's a good life. And people will see that. We're to love Jesus Christ and we're to love people. Love gives, love shares, and love what? Cares. So how can people read us? We got to quit. Love shows and tells. Love tells people they what? They matter. They matter. They matter. Wives, your husband ought to know he matters. Husbands, your wife ought to know she matters. Parents, your children ought to know they matter. Our friends ought to know they matter. Our community needs to know they matter. We do it by loving them. And they can read it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us. And He loves everybody. And we're to love people. Amen. Did you get the message today? Four thoughts, real quick. Countenance. Okay. Conversation. Contact. And love. I tell you what, we keep doing that, and we make more of an effort for it, and we'll reach more people. I guarantee it flat out. Amen? Say. It will happen flat out. You understand? Say. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good word to me. Thank you, Lord.